This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasaire Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor Lasaire Bradley and the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truth for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
So Jesus was teaching them a lesson through demonstration. He was always trying to teach the disciples lessons through demonstration. If you look back over the account of the 3 years of his life, he demonstrated quite a bit. Come on, somebody. Amen? Huh? And he was trying to teach them about kingdom principles that he'd been talking on for the last 3 years because he wanted them to move into a place of faith where they understood that there's a new culture that is manifesting in the world that is counter to the culture that exists. And the only way they're going to be able to access that culture is to be able to operate by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he's not just manifesting in the physical for the last 40 days. He's also manifesting himself by the Spirit, and he demonstrates the kingdom. I mean, you know, in traditional churches, especially in the United States of America, through the last generation, we have made the kingdom of heaven all about dying and going to heaven. Come on. I mean, back in the 70s, all we talked about was, I fly away, oh glory, I fly away. Remember that? Just get me into heaven. Everybody just going, I can't wait till Jesus comes. I'm going up in the rapture. Well, how many know it really ain't about going up and going to heaven? It's about bringing heaven here. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. We got this thing stuck in our head that glory land's off somewhere else, but glory land ain't off somewhere else, ladies and gentlemen. Glory land's right here. Amen. It's a change on the inside that manifests on the outside, amen? The truth is, Jesus said this. He said in this first sermon that he ever preached this concept, he said, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom of God is at hand. Yes. It's right here. It's right in front of you. You can't see it. You might not be able to tap into it, but it's right here. It's multidimensional. It's right in front of you. The kingdom of God is happening right alongside you. Somebody shout, it's here. And not only is it here, it's a continuation of being here. And not only is it a continuation of being here, it's going to fully manifest, and the glory of God's going to cover all the earth when it comes to the culmination of God's salvation. Come on, you ought to read your Bible because it's in there. I ain't making this stuff up. So I don't. If you were raised in traditional church, I don't want to bust your bubble, but somebody lied to you. Come on. You ain't got to die to go to heaven. You can live and go to heaven. Now, you ain't going to help me, but that's all right. Come on, amen. Don't look at me like that. I'm just reading my Bible. Something like that. Come on. Just read your Bible. Touch somebody and say, just read your Bible. It's all in there. Matthew 4:17, he starts his ministry by saying this: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's everywhere. It's here and now. It's moving. It's manifesting. Come on, God don't live off somewhere. He's in everything. He's everywhere. All the time, all present, all powerful. That's some good stuff, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the time Jesus takes the disciples up on this mountain. It was called, we call it the Mountain of Transfiguration. Come on, and Jesus again, he's beginning to do a demonstration for his disciples. And he walks up and he's talking to Peter, John, and he's over here just talking to Peter, John, and all of a sudden, whoop, spins around. Now he's talking to Elijah and Moses. And Peter's like, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe we ought to build a tent. This is cool. Moses and Elijah's here. But what Jesus was doing by demonstration was he was showing them that there is a very real spiritual realm that coexists along with the natural realm, but this other realm is called a supernatural realm. Look, Elisha in 2 Kings, Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 6, he's getting ready. He's out there talking to the king of Israel, and he's telling the king of Israel all the plans of the king of Syria. And the king of Syria said, I'm undone. I can't wrap my mind around this. How's he doing that? And the guy said, well, they got a prophet over there called Elisha, and he hears the voice of God, and God is spying on you, king. So the king gets together and sends a task force over there to find out where Elisha is, gets him in the town, and Elisha's servant walks out and finds out the whole city is surrounded by Syrians. He runs back to Elisha and he tells him, he said, we're surrounded. Elisha said, no, we're not. He said, what do you mean we're not? There's Syrians everywhere. There's horses, there's chariots, there's weapons. There's Syrians everywhere. Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes. And all of a sudden, his servant began to see in the spiritual realm thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands surrounding the Syrian army in a heavenly realm. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, God never dealt with this thing that there's a spiritual and a natural. We deal with that. God just has all. He's just all in all through all. We got spiritual and natural because we've come from a fallen state. We somehow believe we get in here on Sunday morning and this is the spiritual world. And Simone hits a high note and we go, ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Huh? And then we believe we go to work on Tuesday morning and everything in our life is all of a sudden is natural. It ain't like that. When you become a born-again Christian and step into the spiritual, you come to church in the spirit, you go to work in the spirit, you go to bed in the spirit, you wake up and eat breakfast in the spirit. Why? Because you have transferred yourself from the spirit of the kingdom of darkness over to the kingdom of light. And now you live in a supernatural world. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. The spiritual world is just as real as the seat you're sitting in this morning. Just as real. You just got to have spiritual eyes to see it and spiritual ears to hear it because it don't work with your natural eyes and natural ears. You got to use your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes, amen? Because if you don't, you'll just believe that everything is made up where you live, what you drive, where you work, what you do, what you wear, and how you smell. And that'll be the existence of your life. You'll believe that the natural world is the thing that dictates to you your life that you live. And you will believe a lie and it will rob you of your destiny. Praise the Lord. Amen. But what about Nicodemus? He come to Jesus in John chapter 3. He said, Jesus, tell me about this thing. He said, ain't nobody ever talked the way you talk. Ain't nobody ever done the things you've done. People with blind eyes get healed. People with leprosy get made whole. People that are deaf get healed. How do you do that? And Jesus said to him this. He said, you cannot see the kingdom of God until you've been born again. What's he talking about? Until you get a brand new spirit, until your spirit's made alive. In other words, the entrance into the counterculture kingdom is by the spirit. You ain't never going to get there in your natural body. Your natural body perceives natural things. Your spiritual man perceives spiritual things. Praise the Lord. Amen. So here's Jesus for 40 days. He's demonstrating to the disciples the kingdom. Now watch this. He's demonstrating it to the kingdom, and they just start asking a bunch of questions. They're like, Jesus, you know, hey, are you about to set up this thing? You about to overrun Rome? You going to establish your kingdom right now? In other words, Jesus, when are you going to be the big boss? You know, when are we going to be in power, Jesus? You done rose from the dead. You're doing all this good stuff. And we're ready to take on Rome, Jesus. And Jesus said, hey, don't worry about that. That's in the Father's time. That means that's in his determination, not your determination. That's up to the Father. Come on, amen. It's the culmination of the Father. That's when the Father makes them decisions. He said, this is what I want you to do, amen. He says, I want you to establish my kingdom, and here's how I want you to establish my kingdom. I want you to hang out in Jerusalem, get up in the upper room, and wait till the Holy Ghost comes. You going to establish my kingdom? Hang out in Jerusalem. I mean, that ain't what they was looking for. Listen to this. In other words, this is cool right here. He said, this is how you're going to establish your kingdom. Be filled. Somebody say, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, say it with me. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. They said, Jesus, how are we going to establish your kingdom? Jesus, when are we going to set all this up? When are you going to rule and reign? When are you going to become the ruler of this world? He said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. How many of you, everything that you got to deal with in life, that's the real answer right there. Just be filled with the Holy Ghost. He didn't tell them to go out and tear down statues. He didn't. He didn't tell them to protest in the street. He didn't tell them to burn cars. He didn't tell them to riot. He didn't tell them to get on change.org and start a petition and have all your friends sign the petition. We're going to bring the kingdom of God. He didn't say go to Washington, D.C. and march around the monument and talk about how bad it is. He said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, be filled with the Holy Ghost. And he said, when that happens, the kingdom will begin to manifest in your life, and it will manifest in the world that you've been called to, and the kingdom of God will reign in your heart.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Hurricane Irma ripped through the Caribbean, destroying some islands with up to 90% devastation, sustaining 185 mile per hour winds, making it a record-breaking hurricane. It destroyed homes, flooded cities, and killed power to millions of people. Devastating floods affected all of us here in Florida and left many people homeless. We will pray for patience, love, and guidance in this time. In Florida, we're survivors. We will rise up, rebuild, and stand together and become even stronger than we were before. So we're asking you to help us support the hurricane relief effort by texting IRMA to 772-800-2464.
How many of you know the very first Pentecost happened 50 days after the children of Israel dealt with the last plague when they were in Egypt? Come on. I remember the last plague, firstborn son, firstborn male of every family will die unless you slaughter a lamb, right? Take the blood of the lamb, put it over the doorpost. And then they went in and had a Passover meal. I mean, that was the first Passover. Come on, amen. God delivers them. Come on, somebody. He delivers them 50 days later. Here they are out in the middle of the wilderness, and they're sitting out there, and Moses goes up on the mountain. He gets up on the mountain, and God begins to take his finger and write the law on stone tablets. Right? You remember? The children of Israel at the bottom of the mountain. Moses at the top of the mountain. God's writing the law with his finger. All of a sudden, the mountain shook. Come on, everybody say it shook. And then fire fell from heaven. That's what the Bible says. And the wind blew. The mountain shook. Fire fell from heaven and the wind blew. Come on, that was the very first Pentecost. They called it the Feast of Weeks. Pentecost is a Greek name, but it means the Feast of Weeks, right? Come on, help me somebody. Amen. First, everybody say the first Pentecost. The very first Pentecost, God establishes a nation called Israel. And he says to the nation Israel, I'm going to take you to the promise that I made to your father Abraham. I know it's 500 years later, 450 years later, but I'm going to take you to the promised land. You're about to go inhabit the promise that I've made for you, and you are going to possess the land that is flowing with milk and honey. Somebody shout, I'm going to the promised land. So at the very first Pentecost, they were celebrating the fact that God was about to take them into the promise. He was about to establish a nation called Israel. No, you don't understand. I'm about to run all by myself. He's about to establish a holy nation called Israel. Now, fast forward all the way to the book of Acts. Come on. Jesus gets crucified on Passover weekend. 50 days later, the disciples are in an upper room in Jerusalem, and all of a sudden they seek in God, and the house begins to shake, and fire falls on their head, and the wind begins to blow. Somebody ought to help me. I'm about to shout. And they begin to speak in tongues. And now the Holy Spirit comes and says, I'm not writing my finger on stony tablets no more. I'm writing my law on the hearts of men. And you won't have to worry about what you do and what you don't do, because I've given you a spirit that is mighty to pulling down strongholds, that can overcome anything. My God, overcome anything in your life. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. My God. So from the first Pentecost to the last Pentecost, God did something that started not just a holy nation, but a holy kingdom, a counterculture kingdom that changed everything. Because it wasn't enough not just to commit adultery anymore. He said, if you did it in your heart, you did it anyway. I'm tired of writing laws on stone. I'm gonna write a law on your heart. So now you don't need somebody to convict you. I'll convict you. You don't need somebody to tell you how to live. You know how to live. Mm. Ooh, I wish somebody would shout just a little bit more. Not only did he just choose a holy kingdom from a holy nation, he said, not only am I just picking out one subgroup of people, the Jewish people, but I'm going to build my kingdom out of every tribe, every tongue, every kindred, every ethnicity, every culture. I'm going to reach into and pull them into a counterculture. And it's going to be a holy kingdom. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know what that means? That means you can be from the fort and still be in the kingdom. Oh, my God. You can be from the Treasure Coast of Florida and still be in the kingdom. You can be from the Antarctic and be in the kingdom. You can be from a Muslim third world nation and still be in the kingdom of God. My God. So we need to understand that God's not trying to build a geographical kingdom. I know that messes with some of your theology. He's trying to build his kingdom in your heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's in your Bible. Come on now. If you don't know that, you should read your Bible. It's good. You know, it's really good to read your Bible. I've learned a lot from reading my Bible. Just don't take everybody's word for it. Touch somebody and say, you ought to read your Bible. Read your Bible. Amen. It will take you from living in a natural world to a supernatural world real quick. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. God is not declaring a holy war on everybody that doesn't agree with him. But we got Christians everywhere trying to get mad at somebody because they don't think they line up with what they think God thinks they should be. Jesus did answer their question about the kingdom. He wasn't overthrowing Rome. He was overthrowing hearts. Praise the Lord by the power of the Spirit. Amen. He said, you will receive power. Power to do what? Power to be. Power to be. Somebody shout be. You know, it's interesting to me that we used to go out street preaching back in the day and we'd take gospel tracts out. So I got the Holy Spirit on me so I can do some witnessing. No. I mean, you don't go do witnessing. You go be. You go be. Somebody shout, you go be. That means you can be a witness when you go to work tomorrow. All you got to do, come on, you're going to be a witness to something. No, you don't know. You ain't listening to me. You ain't hearing me. You're going to be a witness to something. You're going to show up and be a witness to either your bad attitude or all your drama or everything going on. You're going to witness to somebody. So, Pastor, what are you talking about? Don't even act like you don't know. I read your Facebook. I know how much drama you got in your life. And you, every time you dramatize something going on in your life, you give witness to what you be. You better be careful what you put out there. Now, you ain't going to shout at me, but I'm trying to help you right now. He said you will be witnesses. Be witnesses by the way you live your life, by how much you love people, by how kind you are, by how gentle you are, by how loving you are. I about had it up to here with people calling themselves a Christian don't know how to be kind. You have no right to be unkind. You got the power living on the inside of you to be a kind person. God didn't call you to be mean and nasty. He called you to be kind and loving. Praise the Lord. That's good preaching, Pastor. That's good. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of people that will never read their Bible, but they will read your life. And you give testimony about your life by what you do and what you say.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun.
Seatbelts on because we're about to lift the roof off.